Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, man, we got special guest, Platinum Voice PR calling in.
She going to drop jewels on the media relations, brand marketing, public relations, all that good stuff, man. If you are indie artist, you need to be listening in tonight to the show, because we going to go in, drop a lot of jewels. You know how we do. Got a lot of indie heat for you. You know how we do. That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. Shout out to everybody holding it down out there in Ferguson, man. Definitely let people know that. You know what I'm saying? You can't just do what you want to do. We're going to definitely hold our ground. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. To God, Ben Frank. Let's get that heat. Let's do what we do. Let's get it, baby.
Rhyme scheme. These four letters. These four letters. Four letters of love. These four letters of love. Four letters of love. These four letters that I never experienced got me feeling like my pain was so deliberate. On this track when I think about my days in life, my days in time, guess I gotta live it right. Four letters of love, four letters of luck, four letters I'm stuck, but love is never enough. Out of my mind when I'm spitting this, feeling like I'm giving it up, cause I never live life, cause I never love life. Love this, love her, love me, I love you. Understand what we're going through, it's what love do. It's strain, it's pain, it's hurt, it's work. I don't understand, I'm feeling like I'm hurt. Trying to rise above this madness, feeling like my life was good, but it's all sad. Until gravity defined us, Mother Nature saved us, but love is what betrays us and changes us to strangers. Four letters of love. Letters of love. Have you ever been in love and had that good feeling? Everybody understand what that good feel is. Living life like we in our last day. We on our own mission, we on our own way. So I guess I spend some time, but I guess I like your mind. But I guess I try to define my life inside of lies. I guess I try to trust that one and trust her too. I guess the other one love me, but I don't love her too. Why just look up in their eyes and tell them all lies, and let them know I'm holding my love for you in disguise. My pain and my thoughts, matter of fact, my pain is surreal. So when I vividly think about it, these words into skill. Feeling like I'm in prison, my emotions is trapped inside a glass box, cause the feeling is back. But until gravity defines us, Mother Nature saves us, but love is what betrays us and chains us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Yo, these four letters that deceived my heart. Thought I was loving you, baby, but I love me from the start. Because my lover never fade away from myself. It's self-preservation, got me feeling like slavery, those reparations. Trying to break out of this box, escape from your life. Escape from all the pain that you give me in the sacrifice. Owe me risking it all, just to be by your side. Feeling like the suicide bombers with them planes that collide. But I just do what I do to just to make it today. Survivalist tactics is mad, cause your love would estray. I guess some four letters I haven't, can feel like these days. The same mission for this money when trying to get paid. Mine a slave, cause every time I run into you, I'm running right back, baby, cause that's what loving would do. But until gravity defined us, Mother Nature saved us, but love is what betrays us and chains us to strangers. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Four letters of love. Four letters of love.
Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We got a caller call in the line. Talk to me.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey. This is Miss Carmen, Platinum Voice PR.
That's what I'm talking about. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, Platinum Voice PR. Let them know what you're all about, sis, and what you do.
Well, you kind of, like, got me. I'm like, rocking to the music and all of that. I'm like, okay. And then all of a sudden, you came on. So,
yeah, we got some more for you. Don't worry.
Wait, you didn't give me time to just, you know, prepare here. So, okay, well, what I'll do here, I'll talk about me for a little bit. My name again is Miss Carmen, Platinum Voice PR. I'm CEO of Platinum Voice PR based out of Chicago. Actually, our goal is to, you know, assist artists with their endeavors as far as exposing them to, you know, the DJs, the industry, and things of that matter. I also give others something to talk about. When I have my clients, I build things, I make things happen so that they'll have something, you know, to talk about. I think that, you know, a lot of artists don't know the real function of a PR. So, you know, I get a lot of clients, well, potential clients, that actually, you know, they don't know what direction they should be going in. So I direct them. And then when they see it's so much more to the game, then it's time to play, because now you got to have a budget. You have to have a budget messing with me. You have to. No ifs, ands, buts about it.
Pay to play. Pay
absolutely.
To play. That's right.
Absolutely. So all in all, you know, my business, we're full service public relations and marketing boutique. And I have a 360-degree approach to building, you know, innovative campaigns and things of that nature for whomever is my client. I don't care if you're mainstream, small business, indie artists, things of that nature. I don't turn nothing down at all.
That's sad. I like that. That is
absolutely. In the shy, we don't turn nothing down. Nothing.
That's what I'm talking about. What are some of the common mistakes you see indie artists make?
Oh, geez. I can go anywhere with this?
Go ahead, do your thing. Don't shy in. Let them know.
And wait, is this a PG show? Because, you know.
No, it's rated R. You could curse.
Okay.
You could say what you want. Talk about somebody's
I
mama.
Be...
I don't care. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's right. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I need to be Miss Carmen, when it comes to talking about this.
Please do that, Miss Carmen.
Okay, I will. Well, my biggest pet peeve with artists, first of all, why are you so arrogant and you do not have a record deal? You're not even... this is not a word, but I'm going to make it a word today. You're not even Googleable, okay?
Googleable, I like that. Ding, 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 Googleable.
You're not. So when you come across cocky to me, don't get offended when I start asking you what you've done and say, okay, how do you properly spell your name? Because I really need to, you know, search you. I need to see where you are. I need to see who else is talking about you. And if no one is talking about you, guess what? I will.
And Googleable. All right. Googleable.
Yes, see, that irks me. That irks me real bad. Because your street fame and your club fame and all that has nothing to do with me.
Mm.
I don't care. Because when I search you, if nobody's talking about you, you're at ground zero with me. And you must have a budget at that point. You must. So anybody I take on and I talk to, you know, a lot of artists have blown it for other artists to get free consultations these days because I guess they don't think I know what I know or what I'm talking about. And then they take it to someone else and come to find out that person can't do what I said I was going to do. Now you're going to come back home. No, now you're going to get taxed. That's how Platinum Voice PR works.
Taxed.
I don't play games with artists out here. I was once an artist. And the game is much, much harder. I didn't create the game. Thanks to your T.I., your Jeezy's, and all of that, and Master P, you know, that sold CDs out of their trunk and made it known to the industry that we don't need you to be our A&R. We can do this on our own. So don't trip on me, because I say, okay, I need this from you. I need that from you. I need this to make that happen. I need that to make happen. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the game.
That's right. And be Googleable. We ain't talking about third, fourth page either. We talking about first page Googleable.
Exactly.
You ain't first page. You ain't Googleable.
You ain't first page. No, excuse me. I'm sorry. If you are not 1 through 10, no, I'm only going to give you that much. I'll give you 1 through 5. Just in case someone else has got the same name as you because you didn't trademark your name or copyright your name, I'm going to give you 5 pages. How about that?
You on the Googleable.
They call me a pit bull, and that's just what it is. I got to go hard for my team. I have
that's
to.
That's right. Get them.
I have to. Don't insult my clients on Twitter, and I see it, I'm going to get you.
Get them.
Because their brand and their image, that's what it is. And I don't need anyone assassinating their character. You feel me? I don't. Because then that's something I have to undo. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
I know that's right.
Yes.
Well, you know we Google a bull over here. You know.
I know you are. I did that already.
High five.
Hey, high five. Yes. So it's, you know, the game is what it is. And again, I didn't set the rules. So I need these artists to stop playing me like I'm an enemy. Don't do it, because I'm not. I'm here to help you. I pound Twitter because I'm seeking those artists with budgets. They want to take their career above and beyond Twitter and fake book. That's what I want to do. So
that's right.
Yeah, I call it fake book because anybody's dreams can be reality. You know, everybody has a business. Everybody has a career. Everybody has, they're a rap artist. They're a model and all of that. Shout out to the ones that are truly doing what they put on Facebook. But those that are not, that applies to you.
That's right. We see you. You ain't Googleable. not even the 8th page. You just try Yahoo, motherfucker. Try Yahoo some shit. Buy it.
Right.
Try Yahoo. MSN and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so funny that, you know, I was telling some people that were potentially going to be my clients that, oh, they was like, Google me. I'm like, no, I'm going to Bing you. That'll tell me if you really are doing anything. So.
Okay.
I binged them.
Bingable.
You see, that's what the Caucasian people use and all of that. They bing. They don't do the typical Google thing, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whoever came out with the Google, they actually, you know, they took it there. And whoever said, Google me, they just, oh, that was like measles a couple of years ago. Everybody was saying, Google me, Google me. I did, and I didn't see anything. Not even a MySpace or a Black Planet.
Uh-oh.
Something old.
Throwback. You took it back. Like, yeah, man. I remember back in the day. I used to work wonders with that shit.
Okay.
Black Planet. God damn. That was a hooker, man.
Wait, I'm still getting emails talking about such and so wants to date
man.
You. No.
Wow.
Wrong answer.
Okay.
Yeah, but a lot of artists don't even know that, you know, MySpace is still used by the industry. Mm. I mean, yes, go on there. I invite anybody listening to go set up a page on MySpace and see how you can just post everything and make your own little MySpace page and have where people can like your music and this. It has gone above and beyond the old MySpace where everybody was creating the fake, you know, little pages with the animation on it and all of that, and it was slow as hell because you couldn't get, they had so much animation on their page that you couldn't get through. It's not that MySpace anymore.
Okay.
I suggest all artists use it because when you're not Googleable, okay, you will be.
Or Bingo Bowl.
MySpace is or Bingo Bowl, right.
There you go. Right.
We're going to have our own dictionary. Hell, if Cray can be in the new dictionary, why can't Googleable?
And Bingable.
And Bingable. Right.
Top five or less. That's right.
High fat.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, you got Carmen rocking with us. We're going to play some heat, come back, chop it up, let's do what we do.
I'm young. felt that. I'm living life trying to fuck the next show. Hey, nay, I'm felt that. Whip the clothes, belt that. Trip the hoes, belt that. And if you say you're G'd up, nigga, they can never tell that.
Get it, baby. Count it up. You the flyest niggas out here. You see it.
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got Carmen Platinum PR Voice rocking with us. What's going on, sis?
Hey, I'm feeling some of this. You know, I'm like over here doing my little Chi-Town dance. You know.
Oh yeah, you like them two songs? You like them two
yeah,
songs?
Yeah, I like anything that's talking about getting your money right. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That's me. Oh, is that right? That's me.
Get your money right, baby.
That's what's up. You know how we do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how you feel about the current state of the music industry right now?
I mean, seeing how I grew up in the music business, my grandfather, he had groups here when Soul Train was in Chicago and all of that. You know, the music game has changed drastically. And today, I mean, it's like freedom of speech has gone above and beyond. You know, when I'm Michelle Obama and I went to grammar school together. So if you know how old she is, you know how old I am. I'm so old school. So, you know, the things that they talk about in today's music now was totally unacceptable when I was, you know, growing up. You know, you couldn't say bitch on the radio. You couldn't say ass. You couldn't say period. You couldn't say things of that nature. Now everything is has a go. So, I mean, as far as the music business giving artists that artistic, you know, go ahead to do and say whatever, I think that, you know, I've never been one of those to say that rap music or hip-hop music contributes to violence and all of that kind of, you know, crap. Back in the day, I totally disagreed with that. They were just trying to, you know, abolish it, and they had no justifiable reason to do it. Now, because of, you know, the bang bang and this, that, and the other that comes out of Chicago, it has heavily affected us here, you know. And I can say that because I've been in certain situations. I don't even go to open mics anymore because, you know, somebody is likely to pull out a damn gun and shoot somebody just because they got on a little, the chain might not even be real. Hell, you speculating. So, you know, when it comes to that part of the music, I'm not with it. I'm not with it. I don't follow it. I don't blog about it. I don't do anything of that nature. I'm just not with it. Now, if you trapping and you getting your money, hey, get your money, baby. I'm with that. I'm with that. By any means that you have to survive, that's cool with me. But the other part of the music, that, I'm just not with it. And it's acceptable by the music industry. Because if it wasn't, then you'd have somebody screaming up to the top of their lungs. Like the lady that was, you know, trying to get Tupac, you know, banned. And, you know, trying to end his career because he called her a bitch. Oh, okay. But these things here are going on and no one is saying anything but me. And my little voice, although it's platinum, it actually does not do, you know, it doesn't take care of the job. It hasn't gotten the right ears and had someone react. I put my mayor on blast every day on Twitter. I got a whole lot of news reporters following me, but his ass hasn't said anything. I want to know because I'm living in it. I'm here. And I know for a fact that music that was actually put out there by, you know, Chief Keef and all of that shit is just unacceptable. And it seems to be the trend. But it is what it is. You know, I can't change the game. That's just what it is. All I'm going to do is help the game with good artists. That's what I'm going to do.
That's real. I like that right there.
Yeah, it's so controversial. It's crazy.
What do you think? What do you think led to this change over, you know, over a generation of, you know, just this, you know, type of music? You know what I mean? The change. What do you think led to that?
Money. Mm. Money. That's where, you know, they say money is the root of all evil. You damn right. Because if somebody has enough money to exploit whatever it is, they can do it. And it's acceptable. It's acceptable. You know? And that's in all aspects of the game, not just music. It's everywhere. They use people to gain. It's just a vicious cycle. In a 360 degree times 50, it's never, ever going to stop. When it comes to this money, you could buy whatever you want. You can buy education. You can buy whatever you want. And when you have that, just that much paper, and I don't mean an education. Like, I mean a piece of, like, a, you know, a degree. We'll say that. Not just your education, quote, unquote. So, hey, that's my view as far as what changed the game, money. Because the more you have, the more you're able to do, and the more you can entice those people, whomever they may be. I don't get into that part. Like I said, I look, seek good artists, and I want to help them. And I teach them, and I tell them how ruthless the game is, because I grew up in it. So I know that it's all about a vicious dollar. And it's not the mighty dollar anymore. It's the vicious dollar. That's just my point on it. I mean, money. That's just it. That's all. And those who need to think about it, you're asleep on the game. You just don't know. So just stay in your lane, baby. Just stay in your lane.
That's great. It's 90% business, 10% music.
Yeah, it really is. Because, you know, I tell artists, I said, you know, my blog, www.platinumvoicepr.me, tells you everything, the basic 101 that you need to know about the music industry, what to do, those things. I've given you all of these tools. And it was so funny that I actually, you know, was talking to, via DM, this artist, and he asked me a couple of questions, and, you know, he wanted me to help him and all of that. See, I'm one of these type of people. I'll lead you to my blog, just so I won't have to tax your ass. But if you don't want to read, then don't complain. When I say, all right, for an hour I need $100 to talk to you, because there's other people that want way more, $500 to talk to you, and you won't even get as much information that you get from me in that 1 hour for that $500 that you give them. So, you know, I don't know, but he actually told me, I read it, and I said, okay, so if you read it, and this was about belonging to a pro, and for those that don't know, performance rights organization like ASCAP or BMI, I asked him, had he registered, and I tricked him, and I said, did you get your confirmation back? And he said he did it, and he got a confirmation back, and I told him, you're lying, because BMI and ASCAP, they don't give you right away confirmations. They don't do it. And he said, but I read it and I got a confirmation. I said, you know what? You and I, we can't have any type of relationship, because you just came off real fake to me.
You're lying.
You lied about something so simple, so small.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you didn't think that I knew just because I posted. Oh, I have to know what I'm talking about. If I blog about something, I got to know what I'm blogging about. That's just what it is. So, you know, I give them, there's a lot of my industry friends in Chicago that, you know, do consult, you know, they do consultations with artists and all of that, and get mad if I, you know, they ask me a question, which I never knew that you even talked to them, and I lead them to my blog. Okay. Sorry I cut you out, your money. But those things, you know, why charge an artist for that? Why? I understand that we're trying to make money, but why? I just don't understand it. Whatever your plight is, God bless you, because I'm not going to do it unless. They don't read, then yeah, I'm a charger.
That's right. Learn how to read. Reading is fundamental, y'all.
It's so fundamental.
That's right.
You know, the electric company and Sesame Street, they done spent all them damn tax dollars and all of that and getting people to sponsor and all that just because. Reading Rainbow and all of that. Come on, guys.
Reading Rainbow. Yeah. He took it back. Oh, man.
Hey, before you have it, you're going to have your callers, your listeners thinking I'm nostalgic or something. Don't be doing that.
Yeah, it's real. I like it, though. Take it back. I like that.
Absolutely, because it has to go back. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lack of substance in a lot of things that, you know, are going on today, period. And back in the day, you know, I say this. If you did something that you weren't supposed to do, or if you was cussing on the bus and all of that, and your mama's friend was on the bus, she was going to get up and smack the taste out your mouth just like your mama would, because you're not supposed to be acting like that. Now these days, kids say what they say. They do what they do. No old school is in there. Whatsoever.
Be like, that ain't my child. That ain't my child. I ain't doing nothing. That ain't my child.
Yeah. And then, you know, I said that because it was this young boy. He was so cute. You know, had to have been about 10 years old. You know, he was cussing this boy out right in my presence. I said, young man, what's the matter? I said, you know, you need to respect your elders. I don't give a fuck about my elders. What is you saying, lady? I said, what I'm saying to you, baby, is that I whoop your ass like your mama, and I don't even know you, and I'll wait for your mama to come out the door, because I'm doing something that she should have did a long time ago. Besides what the doctor did, smacked you on your ass, somebody needs to do that every day. And a lot of kids are listening to the music, and then they got the lack of parenting in their homes. So everybody's a bitch. Everybody's a whore. I'm sorry. That's the technical term. I'm sorry. Ho.
There you go.
Or a thought. Or, man, I could just, you know, I could go down the line of things that I've seen and heard, you know. And why so many words for a woman when she actually may not even deserve that tag? But everybody's a bitch. Call me a bitch and I'm going to tell you. Miss bitch to you. Miss bitch doing things to you. And for you to actually recognize it, you must be in touch with it yourself. So that's what I do. And, you know, again, the music has made that word so acceptable. But I feel that, you know, it's not me. And I'll love me some 2 Chainz because he crazy as hell. And, you know, the other rappers that, you know, I love Jeezy. I'm sorry he's so locked up right now. But, you know, I listen to those things. I listen to hip-hop. My girlfriends, they don't mess with me because I listen to hip-hop. They told me that I'm too old for that. Really? Well, what constitutes my age and, you know, the music thing, and you put that together. How does one do that? Because I'm not going to listen. I've never listened to blues. I don't understand it. It's whining to me. But shout out to those that do. I'm not knocking you. I listen to different varieties of music, but I don't listen to jazz. Jazz makes me sleepy, and blues pisses me off because I don't understand. So those two genres I don't listen to at all because it's not acceptable if my baby left me. You know, that everybody in the blues, I'm talking about somebody that left them. Damn, I don't want to hear that. So, you know. The music game. I just got all off the subject, but you know, hey. That's what PR do. We talk.
It's all good. That's what we do, man. If I stock the Shades Radio, got Colin Rock with us, Platinum PR. We going to play some
No, let me correct you, baby. Platinum Voice PR. There's a Platinum PR out there, and she's a white woman. I'm not her.
Okay. Platinum Voice PR. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Great. I need to reading Rainbow that.
I didn't say it out my mouth. I like you. I didn't say that.
We're going to play some hate. Let's do it.
All my knees,
my family, my One Structure DJ family, DJ Papito is listening in on the show. So shout out to the real DJ Papito 730 on Twitter. You know what it is, baby. You know what it is. Thanks for the shout out.
Yeah, it's my people. We interviewed him a while ago, a couple months ago. We interviewed him on the show. Shout out to Papito,
oh, okay,
man. Big
okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Small world.
Absolutely, it is. That's my East Coast family. You know, for those that don't know, I am PR for, you know, Major DJ Coalition, which is Core DJs, and One Structure DJs. We were all part of Drum Squad DJs. Shout out Drummer Boy. We, you know, just branched off, and where we wanted to be bosses. You know, some coalitions, there's one head lead and everyone follows. One Structure allows us to be who we are, the bosses that we are. So that's what we do. We make boss moves. So, you know, I just wanted to shout out my peoples. And I hope to see if you have any listeners that actually are going to be or live in the Jackson, Mississippi area. I need them to actually visit the Core DJs. You know, our conference is it's our 23rd conference, and it's going to be held in Jackson, Mississippi. And if anybody knows anything about the conferences, anybody is in the building, it's you never know who may walk in the building and just be standing right next to you. So, you know, this is a real opportunity for any artist, producer, model to get your networking on, because everybody is always in the building. When I was in Atlanta, Kirk and Benzino, Schoolboy Q, of course the 50 Cent and the Meek Mill thing. I know you had seen that on the internet last year, where they were about to fight at the Core, you know, thing. I was right there. I was right there with my camera, and I said, Lord, please don't let anybody swing, because I'm going backwards off of this stage. That's just how close I was to them. So, you know, anybody could, you know, which Rich Homie Quan, I mean, old school Teddy Riley popped through. It was a lot of industry folks to come through. So you never know who may pop up in Jackson, Mississippi, because you know the Dirty South is what it is. So
right.
You never know who you may see. So all those listeners that you have, if they are in, or if you, hey, you got a car, get somebody to come with you and y'all go half on the gas or whatever and get your ass to Jackson, Mississippi for the Core DJ's 23rd conference event. I promise you, you'll be happy that you did.
I know that's right. I like that right there.
Yes. And I go hard for my teams and my clients. So, you know, it's all about branding, you know, your image and all that. I'm going to make HHSE, my new friends, too.
You know it. That's what's up. Real.
Yes.
We Googleable.
I know you are. Trust me. I know this.
That's
did
right.
That already.
that's
what I like. If your brand is out there, I don't care how you put it out there. Oh, yes, I do. I do. But, you know.
You
can't be doing the
mini
shower rods and all that shit. We can't be doing
right
that. You know, that's part of the struggle right there. I'm sorry.
You reserve the right to be selective.
Yes, I mean, within limitations, because girls, they get out there and get on the pole and shake your booty and all that. I love y'all, because y'all doing some shit that I can't do, that I can, but I won't, you know. So the hustle is what it is. Y'all big booties and all, love y'all for that. Because, hey, if you can get the money, get it, baby, get it.
Everybody loves it.
And I will actually represent you, too. Yes, I will. Yes,
what?
I will.
Where you do
yes.
What? Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's part of, you know, female liberation. We can do what we want. And now it's acceptable. Because back in the day, here goes some nostalgic shit for you right now.
Okay.
Back in the day, it was, you know, frowned upon if you entered a wet T-shirt contest and, you know, your anatomy showed through the shirt, you know. It just simple things were just not acceptable. Now, please, and you wouldn't even see a stripper on TV. But you do now. So, hey, I know that, you know, Playboy and what is that, Hustle and shit, I don't know too many of the girl magazines, I mean, you know, the men magazines. All I know is Playgirl, so I'm sorry. But all of these, and everybody's making money. So, nothing's wrong with that. I mean, we've been doing this for years. It was unacceptable. I'm glad that it's acceptable for these girls now. I am.
Yeah, it's, I think
doing
it's a
that
tax
wrong.
Write-off now. Some states
hell
tax
yeah.
Write-off.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's big, yeah.
Absolutely. You see, that girl that's on that pole probably has a goal.
Hopefully.
She's probably
Hopefully.
Going to school. Yeah? That's why I said probably. Has a goal. I repeat that. Probably has a goal. Like being a doctor or, you know, a lawyer. You know, there's no telling what it is that she's striving for. She's probably tired of eating freaking ramen noodles. You know, that's the cuisine for the college life. She's probably tired of doing that. So what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, she got it.
Yeah. If she got it, get it. That's all. That's all. That's all where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I see. I see. That's what's up.
See,
there's a lot of indie artists out here. Okay.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
All right, I was going to say there's a lot of indie artists out here that's looking for, you know, public relations and looking for different, you know, promotional companies to represent them and that do have a budget. What advice you can give to the indie artists on going about who to choose from and not, you know, spending any money and not...
Well, I'm not going to talk about anyone else but myself. I will not do a commercial for anyone else. No, I will not. But my thing is, what I am going to say to a lot of artists that are seeking public relations and, you know, things of that nature, you have to do your homework. You know, some recommendations are good. Some are not. Don't, you know, if someone like me, I'll follow you on Twitter, know that I'm looking. I'm seeking new clients. Yes, I am. And I'm going after them, unlike someone else or other people. I look for you. I ask you the questions. I answer your questions. I have nothing to hide. I am one of those. What's that buzzword? Googleable. You can find me.
Googleable. Bingable.
You can find me. So do your homework. Know that. Are you ready for PR? Ask yourself that. Google yourself. See who's talking about you besides YouTube.
That's right.
And Facebook. That's it. If no one else is talking about you, you are not ready for PR. That aspect of the game. Let me help you get ready for the PR game. Let me create those stories. Let me get you to those blogs. Let me get your music, if it's good music that's been mixed and mastered, have a radio, instrumental, a cappella, and a dirty version for yourselves, as we call a service pack. Let me get that to the DJs if it's marketable. Let me have them talk about you. Then everything else, after I've done that, then I can do PR work for you. I can get you on the major things that you want to be on. But it's not going to happen expeditiously. It's not. I'm sorry. You're going to have to get out there and grind. You're going to have to get out there and make your face known. You're going to have to make people want to talk about you. Open mics, I get a lot of guys and chicks, they'll say, I'm beyond that. Really? No, you're not. If you're not on 106 in Park, or it's doing so, or got a signed label that's pretty much putting you all out there and you're going on tour, no, you're not beyond that. I'm sorry. You're still going to pay to play. And what I mean by that, I don't mean on the radio, because that's payola. I do not even talk about that. I'm talking about open mics. If Future going to be in town and you got to put up 200, you better put that 200 up. Because guess what? Somebody's going to have you on YouTube and they're going to say that you open up for Future, and somebody that's blogging or whatever is going to talk about you. I don't care who it is. Do it. Because in the end, the money that you've spent, you'll get it back if you're smart. If you've done your music one-on-one, basic things like protecting your name, copywriting your songs, getting them under ASCAP or BMI protection. If you're just smart about it, then you'll win. If you're not smart about it, then I'll find you a box of tissues and I'll send them to you UPS, okay? And then I'll tell you, get out of the game. Because there's no room for sensitivity in this game, period. I don't deal with sensitive people. I never will, because it takes my stress level through the sky. Not through the roof, through the sky. So I'm not going to deal with it, period. I'm not going to do it. So I just ask that artist, when you know, if you have Googled yourself and you've done your basic one-on-one things and you're just pretty much exhausted, then you need to follow me on Twitter at Platinum Voice PR. And as most people say, because they can't spell platinum, Platinum Voice PR.
That's
I just
right.
thought I'd do that. That was fun.
Google Dictionary that.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
But yeah, that's all it is. You got to be PR ready. And unfortunately, I won't, fortunately for the artist, I won't take your money and just spend you. There are some people that will take your money and tell you that that's what they're doing and know damn well you don't have nothing to talk about. Period.
Won't even let you know. Won't even tell you.
Won't even tell you. Just to take your $400, $500, $600 to $1,500 retainer, and put out a couple of press releases about you. You know, those type of things. Call a couple of people. You know, to justify why you're paying, but in actuality, it's hurting you. Because you haven't built a presence on the world wide web. You haven't. And that's what numbers count. Numbers count. They really do. And I wish that I say this to a lot of artists, I wish I had recorded when Twista and I were talking face-to-face about the industry and how, what the record industry execs, what they do. They sit up in front of their damn computers. If you talk about somebody, the first thing they're doing is Googling them to see what their numbers look like. And I'm sorry, YouTube is an exclusion because they already know what you can do. So if you are not buying comments and buying likes and making it look credible, stop wasting your damn time, please, because it looks rather goofy for you to have 56,000 views and 2 comments and 0 likes and 15 down do not likes, the thumbs down thing. So you have to look at the whole entire picture the way someone else would look at it. It's not, we're not stupid, period. I go through followers just to see. I analyze people's accounts. Before I follow you back, it's got to make sense to me. I judge you. Yes, I do judge you on Twitter. I won't judge you in person, but I will judge you on Twitter because that has brought me so much business, Twitter. Twitter has brought me a lot of business. I talk to a lot of people because of Twitter. For you artists that think Instagram is what it is, you're sadly mistaken. That is for videographers, models, people that have products that they want you to see, not your damn music. Sorry.
Right.
You can't even put a link for it. When you post a picture, you can't put a link where it's active. You could place it there, but no one can, you know, hit it and say, oh, there, okay, that's such and such and so. No, it won't happen. So step your Twitter game up. That's what you do. Put
that's
your
it.
Information, your vital information. Nobody gives a damn about hashtag #ScrewChamama, whatever, stupid, that actually is on your profiles. Nobody cares about that. Let me just educate you. Hashtags have a purpose. I get 1,000 followers per month. I don't buy a damn follower. I don't have to. I get 1,000 per month. 100 a day because of hashtags that I use.
That's right.
If hashtags don't make sense in the internet world, you're wasting your time.
That's right.
You are. Well, I mean, you're wasting your time. Hashtag, you know, baby mama and hashtag got me a car. Hashtag smoking loud. You know who's going to slip Twitter's going to send to you? That same idiotic person that put hashtag smoking loud. That's going to be your follower. Not a music industry professional or anything of that nature. That's who the hell going to follow you. Somebody that's going to smoke loud with you. That's how it is. I'm sorry.
And they ain't going to buy your music either. They're going to get the free download.
They ain't going to. No. Hell
that's
no.
Right. They're going to do the free download. Just
hell
that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. They're not going to spend that 99 cent on you. No, they're going to spend
right.
that money, take that 99 cent, and put it on a fake Gucci belt.
Or buy a Dutch. That's right.
Or 2 Swishers. No, I'm sorry. What is the one that's 2 for 99 cents?
Bun Bill.
Good Times.
That too.
Somewhere. I don't smoke blunt. So, okay. But shout out to my people, Smoteeks. I'm going to have to turn you on to Smoteeks, too.
That's it is.
You know, the vape pen and all of that. Real smooth. Real smooth.
You know it. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
This is our Stock Exchange Radio. Platinum Voices, PR, Carmen, rocking with us. We're going to play some heat.
Yes.
Come back, chop it up. You know how we do.
Yes.
Bang, bang, gang, gang, Hollywood. I ain't got nothing but this cooler. Can't pass the class, I'll fool ya. I'll tell a story more truer. I'm so slick like Victor Ruler. Tell them all I said it. You want it, homie, come get it. I chop them up with no chopper. Biggie nigga, who shot ya? I think I need a doctor. These straight phones ain't working. Don't need a block to quit working. Got your bitch on my lap, smoking. Hide your feelings, I hurt them. No new friends, I got no friends. When I'm smoking, I get them open. Homies broken, I don't know. Nigga, you fuck is on your mind, huh? Fly, fuck is on your mind. I don't give 2 pops, I hit them up. For a few bucks in a hockey puck. You don't wanna press your luck, my man. I sit down on my nigga, watch me bang. Bang, bang. When you in them streets, bang, bang. When I'm with a freak, bang, bang. If you feel like me, then bang, 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 bang.
Live Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. Got Platinum Voices PR rocking with us. What's going on, sis?
Hey, I just love that introduction. Let me not put my sexy voice on. You know, I got plenty of voices.
Do your thing. Do your thing. Whatever you like.
I love life. Life is beautiful just because I have breath in me. So, you know, for me to be able to talk, you know, to you and other people that I talk to, it's just, man, it's so exhilarating. I love it. I get high off life. This is just what it is. Love it.
That's right. Make the best out of it. That's what I'm talking about.
And my clients, they're going to kill me if I don't say nothing, you know, something about them. You know,
give them the lineup. Give them the whole lineup of all the artists you work with and have worked
man,
with.
Man, I've worked with a plethora of people. So, I mean, I can't, you know,
top
being
five.
PR for,
Googleable,
you know.
Top five. The Googleable most top five.
Because I've done work for Ruben Studdard. You know, he actually, when he was making his comeback, T-Rone, you know, Mr. Hello, Love, Fuck You, Love, that, you know, Cry.
Okay.
I'm sure you heard them songs.
Yeah, yeah,
those, you know. Yeah. And he has, T-Wayne, who is signed with Mazay Entertainment. Shout out Deb Anthony, and India Graves. Man, I've actually worked with, like I said, a lot of people as far as, you know, doing the promotion and things of that nature because I'm blessed to be on, you know, DJ coalitions where I get to talk to them, you know. Turk and, man, I mean, Young Dolph, I remember when he first started out and just was grinding. I reviewed Rich Homie Quan when the Midwest didn't even know about him. You know, they would sleep on him here. And I had a lot of people to say, he trying to sound like Future. He trying to sound. I'm like, this dude is the ghetto storytelling. I bet you you'll be following his stories in a minute. I'm a wait. That's what I'm going to do. Damn, that very same person that said he was whack was jumping up and down next to me in Atlanta. Came all the way from Chicago to do that. But you said he was whack. For real? Oh, okay. And I gave him that look, too. Really? Okay. Check you out. But I work with a bunch of people, like I said, but I really, foremost, I have to, you know, my clients here that's in Chicago, I deal with indie artists. And I just picked up another one. Cocky, and he is so dope as hell. Boss Major, he got a single. I sent it to you guys, but I don't know if you got it, but Count It Up, that's like the next banger is about to come out. And my T-Villa, he's out of Detroit, so he come hard too. So he's been on tour with Big Hef, you know, out of Ohio. He's a big DJ in, you know, Ohio. And, you know, he's been grinding. So, you know, that's all I accept, those type of clients that know to grind. Because I grind. I'm not grinding by myself. I need you to grind, too. But, I mean, all the people, clients that I've dealt with and people that I have, you know, had interactions with as far as business interactions, they're on my site, www.platinumvoicepr.com. You can feel free to browse around and go to the services and say, oh, she does that. Let me hit this PayPal button. Yeah, that's my ghetto commercial. Get it?
I like that. That's what's up.
See, I'm so dramatic and so, you know, I'm gonna be on a reality TV show near you one day.
Yeah, we
one
love
day.
That.
Yes, one day. I'll put that in the universe. That's what I do. So, you know. For those that want to judge me and all of that, I'm not a stuffy PR. I'm sorry. I'm not that typical girl. I'm just not her. I live life accordingly. The game is already stressful, so therefore, I'm not going to be stuffy like everybody else. I'm a be me. So those that actually rock with me, that's just, they know this already. They know. I'm not, when I put on my PR gear, my dress and my heels and, you know, the glasses hanging off of my face like I'm a librarian and my clipboard and all of that, yeah, I'm in that mode. But if I'm not out there in them streets handling my clients' business or it's events or whatever, then this is what you get. I'm not going to be 24/7, 365 degrees, you know, or 365 days, I should say, 360 stuffy. I'm not doing it. I leave that for the bougie broads. I let them have it. And I'm sorry, you know, that's just how it is. So get with it or get under it, however you want to do it. Doesn't matter to me. Chi-town, baby.
I'm talking about.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I think artists would respect, they don't, they respect someone like me, but they don't like someone like me because they're not in touch with the truth. First of all, your friends, your mama, your family, all of them, your homies that want to get in your pockets and they really hope that you make it are going to lie to you about your music. I'm not going to lie to you about your music. If you see that PR is on my bio and you choose to force your music on my timeline, watch it, comment, share, all of that. Those are the things I'm not going to do because that's a form of promotion and I don't do free work. But I am going to listen to it. And because you shoved it down my throat, know that I'm going to react to the shove in your music down my throat. I'm going to react. I'm going to tell you. If it's whack, I'm going to tell you that it's whack.
That's right.
And I'm going to get into all of why it is so whack. First of all, I know that you recorded it in your boy's closet. I know that. I can tell that it has not been mixed and mastered. First of all, were you high
That's
when
right.
you wrote the words to it? What is
Power.
The concept? Where is the
Nothing.
Hook? Where
no hook.
Is it?
There ain't no hook. Are you Googleable?
And then they tell me, listen to my song. And I'm like, okay, there's no modulation in here. There's a, where the hell, okay, all right. It's just straight beats going straight through the same loop, going straight through for 3 damn minutes. I'm not excited about that work. I'm sorry. I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it. So I always tell artists like this, okay, I can get in contact with Zaytoven, Looney Tunes, Drummer Boy. I can get in contact with these high-profile producers. You need to ante up all your money. You know that money, that $1,500 that you spent on a major DJ to host your mixtape and he won't promote it? Take that $1,500 and call me so I can get you a hit so that it can be played on major things. There's a guy that I really like, Criminal Main, out of Memphis. He actually invested that money, and Drummer Boy did She Bad. Last season, when Benzino and Stevie J was in the strip club, and the girl was coming down the pole, that was his song that was being played. So he had mixtapes up the Yahoo. That song right there put him on the map and got him checks. Do you understand that if they ever rerun and that song is playing, ching-ching, there's a check. And on demand, if they play that song while you're watching it, catching up on your episodes, ching-ching, there's a check. Come on now. Be smart about your business. That's what you do. Stop going and nickel and diming everybody that come across Twitter talking about I got beats. You're not buying them exclusive, so they selling your beat right back over to the next person that want to spend $30 on a damn beat. Really? Not going to work, guys and girls. not going to work. Ante up your money, put it all together, and get something that's going to benefit your career. Not somebody that got straight loops just going, woo, you know, just a, and then the bass line. Because that's not a song.
He's funny.
I'm just saying. And then you get mad at the DJ because the DJ don't want to rock with your song. Because it has no substance. All you talking about is some shit on the block. And you're jumping up and down in one space in your video.
Oh, man.
That's not getting it. I'm sorry. Mess with me. I'll get you a videographer that'll do a treatment. For those that don't know what a treatment is, look it up because I'm giving too much information. Treatment. You get a treatment and tell your story. That's if your song has a story. So you have to start at ground zero, create a storyline for your song, then get a good beat that has, you know, it separates the hook from the verses, and you know when the outro is about to happen. You know, we know when the song is going to end because we can hear it. Not just because somebody just hit the damn stop button and cut it off. Learn the business, please. And when you do that,
fade out.
Right, they don't do the fade out. It be like cut off. I done heard. I don't like, did they really just shut the damn? Did the computer shut down or what? Were they mixing and mastering this? What happened? I just want to know. And then when I ask the question, then I'm the bad chick. I'm the bad.
They get mad at you like
I hit the damn button. I didn't hit the button. I didn't spin you. None of that. I'm giving you the truth. Something that your mama, your auntie, your granddaddy, your uncles, your friends, your homies, your chicks, your main chick didn't tell you. I'm telling you
That's
what
right.
they didn't tell you.
Your mama should have told you you should have been Googleable. You've been on fire. They ain't let you know. Daddy told you about banging them. For real.
You funny too, you know. But you know, I wanted to. I didn't want to come on your show and talk about. You know, we gonna talk hit industry stuff. But I wanted to be a, you know, cool type. You know, not no stuffy. Cause I don't care. One way or another, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm still going to get mine. But I'm not going to be stuffy on your show.
That's, right.
That's why I said, is this a PG show or what? You know what I'm saying?
You got it.
So I can do me.
Definitely.
Do
of
me.
Course.
Wait a minute. I got to read this. I got to read this from Pavito. He said, damn. Platinum Voice VR going in right now on HHSE_radio. Go tune in.
That's right.
Am I really going in? No, I'm not going in. I'm just telling you the truth. The truth is, stop making whack-ass music. Stop buying $30 beats, $25 beats. Buy exclusive rights if you're going to do it. Make these producers earn their money. Make them buy their beats so they'll have to come up with some fresh ish for somebody else. I wanted to say something, but I'm like, nah, I got to still be a lady, you know? But, yeah. So, I mean, buy exclusive rights. You think that you're doing something buying a $30 beat, they spinning you off, boo-boos. They are sending you off. And then, again, you get mad at somebody like me that tells you the truth. And, Lord, you don't want to, I don't know if you know Tony Neal, the president of and CEO of Core DJs. Man, this
know.
Was something that, I want to talk about this really quick. This guy, he got on up at Mix Show Live in Atlanta. and got to talking about how many spins he getting on the radio and how everybody is talking about this, you know, his single and how he's doing this and he's doing that. And you're sitting in front of a panel of program directors from different radio stations in different sectors of the United States, and you want to brag when you knew better. So, Tony says, oh, my brother, really, okay. No, he didn't say my brother. He said my nigga. Yo, really? Okay. What's your name? Somebody pull out the laptop. Connect it to the projector.
Is he Googleable?
Oh, my God. First of all, he was not. Okay? He was not Googleable. That's one. Two, his BDS spins, you want to know how many he had, and you want to know when they actually was, his song was played. You ready?
Negative two?
No. He had three. Three, and that was 2011.
Damn.
So the whole damn conference room, the whole Atlanta and Chicago and whoever else was in the building knew that this guy was, yeah. So, again, y'all, street fame, street credibility, the chicks in the club, open mic support, all of that, okay, doesn't matter to us. It doesn't. It's what you do that we can see. If we can't see it, you didn't do it. That's it. That's all.
True.
I just have to be as harsh as possible because that's how the game is. You step in an arena, that's just like doing a bullfight and your ass don't know what the red cloth means.
Right.
You step in there, you wave that cloth, that bull coming after you. Same thing with the music business. You talk and you talk and you talk about things that you are doing. You're going to spark curiosity. Curiosity killed the cat, and it will kill your career, period.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk too much if you don't have nothing to back it up. I'm just saying.
That's real. Don't get no better than that. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio.
I'm just saying.
PR. That's real, though. You know, let them know.
Right, and what your mama say? Don't write a check your ass can't cash.
That's right.
That's just what it is.
Can't
same
cash
thing.
Don't write it.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you're not Googleable, then don't talk.
It's real.
Don't talk. Because we're surely listening. We're listening. When you talk and you got your, you know, I don't know if your chain's going to turn green the next day. Whatever it is that you have on your neck and your Gucci belts and Gucci shoes, and if that's what it is, and your true religions or no religion or whatever the pants are, please don't let them words come out your mouth like you that man or you're that chick. And, you know, God forbid that women do it. I hope women don't do it. Because we're sensitive creatures by nature.
Uh-oh.
So if you open that Pandora's box, uh-oh. Here comes the crying and all of that. And hope that you're not, you know, it's not that time of the month because you're probably going to blow your head off. Don't do it. Mm. Please just don't open that wound. Please don't do it. Because there's DJs out here that will tell you the God honest truth. That's just how it is. If it's whack, they don't tell you. And they're not going to play it on their show. They're not going to put it in their mix. They're not going to tell you anything. But they will charge you for a mixtape. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They'll make you relevant there. Just be wise. A lot of people will be pissed off at me for the things that I say right now. And guess what? Wah, wah, wah. I don't care. I don't care. I don't. I'm sorry.
Me neither. Me neither.
I ain't trying to start no S-H-I-T on y'all's show, but you know, that's just what it is. I'm sorry. People, you know, and I'm sorry, me and Miss Antony, we had a talk on her show, and we were on the phone actually for 2 hours. She was actually supposed to have been off the air when I called. We went above into somebody else's slot talking about how y'all try to play women in the industry. We're just as smart. I'm going to need y'all to notice. So if you even think about it, don't come across the little, the Deb Antonys and the little junior Deb Antonys like me. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because you will get the truth. The truth will be with you. And it will be in you. And you probably will suffocate yourself because of the truth. Sorry. If you are sensitive, get out of this business. Get out of it. Because there's no room for sensitivity. It isn't. No room for it.
Better than that. For real. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Platinum Voices TR rocking with us tonight.
In the building.
Pleasure having you on the show. Pleasure having you on the show, sis.
No, it's my pleasure of being. You can invite me back anytime. We could talk. We could do this. You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to play that music. That music is saying we're going to get on next week's show. We got you in that. And definitely, you know.
Beautiful.
Anytime you want to call in, call in. You got
you. Oh, you know I'm going to call me in now. You know this. You know I'm going to call because I'm going to always have something to say. Yes.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to have
the
something
word
to
Googleable
say.
Googleable is an official word. Googleable
Absolutely.
Is an official word now.
Let's trend that. Let's trend
That's
that
right.
and
Googleable,
say where it came
right.
from. Yes.
That's right. Started right here tonight on our show. Googleable
Absolutely.
Will be trending on Twitter in a minute. Watch. That's what I'm talking about.
If you are not Googleable, then don't talk. Just listen.
That's right. Or bingable. That's right.
Absolutely. So I appreciate you guys. God bless you and your endeavors, all of that. You're going to hear from me again. Of course, we're Twitter buddies. If my followers are listening, I need you guys to follow HHSE_radio on Twitter. I need y'all to get up with them. They can bring you, you know, you can have an interview on there. Actually, go to their site, check them out, and see what they got cooking for indie artists, because I already did it. I already know, but I'm not going to tell you, so you need to go to their site. After you follow them, the link is in their bio. How about that? Then
That's
you can
right.
follow
Learn
me
to read.
For your listeners. Follow me at Platinum Voice PR, and that's all on all social media sites. I don't care
that's right.
what it is. I'm 49 plus pages Googleable.
That's right.
So
and if
check
y'all
me
can't
out.
Read, Reading Rainbow, bam. That's it. You're going to learn one way or another. You're going to learn.
You're going to learn today.
That's right. That's right. Reading Rainbow. That's right.
Google Yes, it. My face hurts. Right. I have laughed and smiled so much over here because, you know, I enjoyed myself. I really did with you guys. So.
Pleasure having you on the show, sis.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And to all your listeners, I hope that you guys follow me and find something insightful in my tweets. Yes, I do rant. That's if someone comes across bogus to me on Twitter.
That's right.
Then I do treat souls, assassinate characters, all of that. I will do it. Has nothing to do with my business integrity. Nothing.
That's right.
If you come at me sideways, I'm going to do it to you.
That's right.
And that's my closing.
That's right.
You don't want none, as they say.
That's right.
But thank you again for having me. I appreciate you guys. Blessings and all of that. And I'm going to be on Twitter looking for, you know, the next guest so I can actually, you know, listen in and call in and be like, hey. But I don't want to start no controversy. If I don't agree with something, I'm just not going to call. How about that?
Well, nah, it's all good. Nah, it's good that, you know, it's all good. Seek your mind. Seek your mind. It's just off Stock Exchange Radio. Seek your mind. This is what we do. That's right. If you listen to somebody and you feel they ain't Googleable enough, shoot, call in.
Maybe I'll call in and I'll be like, I'm sorry, what's that artist that's on you?
Right.
I just Googled them, man. I'll be y'all Google report. How about that?
That's right. Here you go. There you go.
The Google report by Platinum Voice PR. Yeah.
There you go. Hashtag Googleable.
Hashtag Googleable. There you go.
There you go. That's it.
We're giving Google too much damn stock right now. You feel me? So we're going to have to stop talking about them. And hashtag Platinum Voice PR and hashtag HHSE Radio. That's what y'all do.
That's right.
Hashtag it. If you know like I know. That's the best move. Make your best move. The next move, your best move, as I say.
That's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Well, salute to you again. And I'll be calling possibly next Wednesday. You know what? Wait a minute. Next Wednesday, let me see. Because I know that, okay, that's the third, so I'll be cool. Because I'm leaving to be in Jackson the next day. So I'll be able to call and just, you know, shout y'all out and talk, you know, ish and all of that, you know.
All of that. We here, so every Wednesday, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. Great show tonight. Salute to you, sis. Keep doing big things. You know how we do.
Thank you.
Platinum Voices PR.
In the building. Salute. I'm going to end this call now. I don't know if I was just a straight hang up or what, but I'm not rude, so.
Oh, yeah,
I just
want to
know this is my exit.
Yeah, that's, we're going to talk next week, sis. You already know.
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, all of your listeners, have a good night. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you. Let me know you was listening by tweeting me. Good night.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it is. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. You see it. Till next week. One love, y'all.